Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It was now 2 years ago. Time certainly flies by very quickly. But I began airing almost every broadcast with an air raid siren. In my 27 years on air, at that point, 25 years on air, I might have started a dozen broadcasts with air raid sirens to note the particular historic nature of danger against America and humanity in general. Kind of like Matt Drudge would occasionally, a couple times a year, have a red flashing siren. But as we entered into the globalists going from beta into operational, I began to play the air raid siren at the start of pretty much every broadcast. And that's where we are right now. Boy, are we in the thick of it. But humanity is striking back. There is not just evil in the universe. There is also good. There is evil, there is good, but there's also those that try to stay neutral and try to just hide. And God says you were neither hot nor cold, lukewarm, so I spit you out of my mouth. It is not a good place, in my view, to be neutral when it comes to pretty much any subject or topic in the world. But it's hard to do when it's other people's fights, when it's an ongoing tribal conflict that you've been drug into, like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. We had a very important 2-hour-plus debate last night. Most people, the vast majority, were very positive, thought it was good. Some wanted to hear more of Barnum, some wanted to hear more of Fuentes, but you definitely got to hear the topic that people don't want on air. That is highly censored. You can't debate that. That's criticism of Israel, which I think people have every right to engage in if that's their view. But you also have some of the anti-Israel folks that really hate anybody that doesn't agree with their view. So it's quite the mess. But it was a very good debate, and we posted the archive of the debate to Band on Video. It's also now on the front page of InfoWars.com. We've cut out the two-hour debate by itself, and you have our intro to it, and then the hour or so we did after it, posted in full the debate as well. So one version is 3 hours and 15 minutes long. One version is roughly 2 hours long. We had about 1 million people tune into the different live streams, and since we posted it last night, 81,000 people have watched the one clip, a couple hundred thousand have watched the other. So I hope that you will want to share those archives that are now posted at Band.Video. Okay, let's move past that now. We have several big guests today, and I'll also be hosting the fourth hour, where we will then play some clips from last night's debate and open the phones up on the subject of the Middle East crisis, which is important, but also really becomes a proxy war between different battling forces, and you've got the globalists up there manipulating both sides in almost every case. That's my view. The history bears that out. We'll be talking about that coming up on the fourth hour of the transmission. Now, that said, wow. If you look at the headline for today's live show, it's that the deep state is in very, very deep trouble. Fauci and Gates and others are going down. You saw that start about 3 weeks ago, even before Gates' political beard, and not a sexual beard, but a beard for the fact that he isn't really married, his fake wife, I guess his concubine, you could say. Even before that happened, I said Gates is going down. I'd seen the signs, and now you've seen the system turn on him. If you know why they turned on him, you understand everything. And I said following that will be Fauci. And either they get in big trouble and get politically destroyed and more importantly, go to prison, or the globalists continue to launch bio attacks and hold the planet hostage for their particular brand of globalism. The reason this is coming out is there's different camps in the New World Order, and Gates and China went ahead and tried to take over now when the more powerful secretive camp of the New World Order wants a long, slow takeover and not a fast one. So there's some inner factions battling. That's why this is all happening. You'll get tomorrow's news today when we come back. Such a huge broadcast today. First clip we'll play is Senator Rand Paul says Fauci absolutely committed perjury over Wuhan funding denial. We'll hit that first. And then they're getting the indictments ready against Trump in New York. That's official. All right, so Letitia James, Soros's general, is preparing to punish the former president.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock, sold out for 7 months, 40% off, Supernova Vitality, 50% off, Prostaguard, 40% off, Alpha Power, 50%, Ultra 12, 50%, Dazzle, 50%, free shipping, and Patriot points, and it's Hotsy Info War, and it's incredible products, and George Soros hates it!
News today. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Someone that gets intimidated easily or that gets butterflies. But we are standing at the crossroads of human destiny. The crossroads of human history right now. And fortune favors the bold. Well, the fortune I seek is human liberty and freedom and a better relationship with God and more knowledge and more peace. The globalists seek to be God. They seek total control. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, May 26, 2021 transmission. I am extremely thankful to all of you for keeping us on the air because it is my desire to go on fighting the globalists. And all of the glory and all of the thanks goes to God for how successful this broadcast has been. But it has been said by the better ones, and it's a true saying, that trust in God, but tie up your camel. That's like saying, trust in God, but turn your car off. Trust in God, but lock your doors at night. Trust in God, but also make sure you tuck your children in at night and make sure they're not on drugs. God helps those who help themselves, and then God carries you the rest of the way. And as we see, this is a satanic enemy we fight. It's now out in the open. The mask is off. Certainly, I have run even closer under the wings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because this has all just been confirmation of what we're facing. Okay, let me try to put the big overarching spectrum of information out here. And where we are, undoubtedly, no one needs to hear me say this. You all know this yourselves. But just to let it sink in, let it marinate a bit, let us cogitate on it, let us meditate on it, let us go to that quiet place, the Most High, and just take a deep breath and assess where we are. Slow our hearts down, turn our minds up, focus on the evidence, focus on the facts, and then let the Spirit divine what's happening. There is not just evil in this universe. There is good. And the globalists try to flaunt their power and flaunt their corruption and flaunt the fact that they're above the law to try to break your will and make you give up because they're so disgusting, they're so ugly, they're so spiritually filthy, they smell at a spiritual level like death itself. And they know that they can just run you off from your own destiny into their own system by beating you over the head with their nonsensical corruption, their psychic spiritual virus of decay and failure and betrayal. But once you understand that God's there and good's there, and just dwell on that, bring that into your own heart, into your own soul, it begins to protect you and protect others around you so that you can then move forward against the enemy and be victorious. Today's live show headline, world exclusive, the deep state is fighting for its life as Patriot insiders leak the truth on Wuhan COVID-19. What do you think we were doing in January and February of last year when we laid out exactly what's now come out precisely? We were giving you the open source data that patriots in government, in institutions, in private corporations had come out with. You say, where are the whistleblowers? People should stand up against this. They did. There was also insiders that gave information to others to put it out publicly, and people didn't say, hey, this is super secret, because they could be arrested for that. They just said, looks like that's what's happening here to me. You might want to look at this. So it was all being laid out for you. And how they were going to steal the election. How they were going to foment civil unrest. How they were going to come after the patriots. But right now, the entire globalist program is in deep trouble because Fauci and the communist Chinese, along with the UN deep state, the globalist, had to all create the new virus so that when scientists looked at it, they would get scared and take it serious. And it is a new form of synthetic virus that they do plan to weaponize and make more deadly in the future. But the fact that they created it, Wuhan, was because it was illegal in the U.S. and China and the globalist group did it as a group project so that none of them could report on the other when it all came out, unless the entire globalist deep state project between the U.N., between the Carnegie and Rockefeller and IBM and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation information came out, unless all of them got burned and destroyed. They could release this, use it to bring down the West, use it to permanently lock us down, and set themselves up as the saviors with their forced inoculation, global government, cashless society, worldwide medical ID, social credit score, and even implantable microchip agenda, which is now out in the open. So they couldn't help themselves. It's their evil mission. It's their plan. They've been preparing for 100 years to do this. They set up communist China as the system to help economically and culturally enforce it and carry it out. Now you see Bloomberg and USA Today and British leaders saying forcibly inoculate vaccine passports, when of course they told you they would never do that in the last year and a half while they prepared it. And so the fact that this is coming out about Fauci, the fact that senators are laying it out and there's State Department reports and it's coming out and confirmed that Biden killed an investigation into the Wuhan lab shows that the system knows that there are enough medical professionals and insiders that have already been turning states evidence and that have already gone to enough of the mainstream corporate media that they know that the proof of the cover-up has already been confirmed. We have the leaks from inside Facebook and others saying cover up the truth, cover up whistleblowers, true criminal collusion. And you have all this information coming out to the point of a large faction of the system has gotten so scared that they're deciding to prepare to burn Gates and Fauci and the Chi-Coms and others because they are so scared of the fact that this is about to come out and it was supposed to only bring in world government, not permanently lock down Europe and the United States, but the Chi-Coms and another globalist element that run them were ready to go ahead and try a takeover now instead of dividing up the world. So again, globalists are infighting like empires always do in the endgame and stopping themselves from bringing in their total globalist system. And even globalist papers admit that the infighting is going to bring down their system. A lot of people in the system don't want to go ahead with the world government project. Now they know it's about death and destruction and sterilization and war, not the kumbaya world government they were told they were building. A lot of these billionaires, especially the billionaire women, really believe they were creating a one world system of peace. And so there's that awakening happening about how nightmarish this world government is. This isn't the loving, liberal, kissy-kissy one. Rainbow flag garbage. Then you've got the Chi-Coms moving forward, breaking their agreements with the globalists and militarily expanding when they were only supposed to economically dominate. And you got the fact that Biden's still a pure communist Chinese agent and is still going ahead to shut down our pipelines, all basic mining, all rare earth minerals, expanding gas taxes to shut us down. It's so outrageous that the system's balking at going ahead with the plan. Because after all, China didn't keep up their end of the deal. And the wheels are coming off because the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. So I'm going to play all the clips, give you all the intel, tell you what's coming next.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Show. So here's the big announcement. You all know it. You can all see it. We hope the phone's up yesterday. A lot of the callers were calling in about it. They were saying, wow, why is the system going against Bill Gates suddenly all over the news? Why are they going after Fauci? Well, I mean, they're communist Chinese globalist agents that launched a bio attack on the world and used the media and big tech that they control to lie to us and not let us know about therapeutics and to send sick people to nursing homes to cause mass death, and they need to be indicted for Nuremberg too. And the majority of medical doctors and scientists know this, and big tech can't suppress this, and big tech's own whistleblowers at Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, they're all going public. Huge stories broke yesterday, 20-minute reports Veritas, saying we're ordered to cover up congressional hearings, legislature hearings, medical doctors, funerals of people that have died, scientific reports, chief medical officers at Pfizer. And imagine being the Facebook people. They're looking at this and covering this up. Here's the deal. A certain clique of New World Order globalists thought they were invincible, and they were really pissed about Trump. They were pissed about Bolsonaro and Johnson and others. And so they admit they used the Great Reset to shut down populism. I mean, that's in the news. John Kerry, Klaus Schwab, they shoot their arrogant mouths off. And you ask, why are they so public about we're going to put microchips in you? And, yeah, we're going to take all your oil-based jobs in America, but not in China and not in the Middle East. Because they have to act confident while they commit these outrageous crimes. This is crazy. Biden signed an order that we can't dig rare earth minerals in America? No, it's totally safe and good. We can only buy it from China, who has 98% rare earth mineral monopoly. How'd they get that? Why can't the Germans or the Indians or the Mexicans or anybody dig up rare earth minerals? Because China was given an unofficial monopoly 20 years ago. China wasn't even into rare earth minerals 25 years ago. They have 98% control because we're run by a global cabal of banks. America, under Obama, shut down its last lead smelting plant. What was it? 7-8 years ago. That's industrial espionage. That's total control. And it goes on and on and on. So we're under economic attack. It's that simple. And there's powerful forces that don't want to just run up a white flag and bankrupt everything and hand over all their wealth. It's a very tiny group at the top wants to do this. And they're trying to make us walk the plank into a sea of poverty and death. They're all over the news saying, you will eat bugs, you will drink sewage, you will not have children, you will be poor. I've got the clips of Obama saying, we can't have cars and air conditioning if we tell Africans they can't. Well, then tell the Africans they can and just make them cleaner, which they are. So people are waking up to the agenda that we're under assault. This is a war. And the minute you wake up to the fact it's a war, it's over for the globalists. So here is Senator Rand Paul. And I said this a month ago. I said, if they just start confronting Fauci about the lab and how he ran it and how he funded it. It's all hiding in plain view. There is no speculation. They keep saying we need an investigation. That's just one faction of the system threatening the other with the blackmail of this. We already know what happened. But the fact that this is out on the table is a huge seismic deal. And I said, then he perjured himself, which is a crime, and said, we've never funded gain of function. I know nothing about it. When he funded himself conferences that gave him credit called gain of function conference. And he funded the specific coronavirus and studies on the vaccines 9 years ago. And he knew it caused blood clots. He knew it caused infertility. The son of a bitch did all this on purpose. That's too kind a term. My God, a man growing up didn't have a daddy at home. That's not a bad thing, but you can't help it. This guy is a criminal, a mastermind murderer. And we've got him. And it's, all you got to do is call him on his confidence game and call Gates on it. And then it's over. Ladies and gentlemen, you understand. In December of 2019, they had an emergency UN meeting with the head of the vaccine program in Switzerland. And they said the vaccines don't work. They're poisonous. All the doctors are turning against us. We've got a wobbly front line. This was all a response to an even bigger crisis and disaster, a bigger fire, a bigger dumpster fire to cover up the last one. So I understand how they operate. We've got their number. We've got the sources. We've got the research. We've got the technology. We've exposed them. They're politically destroyed if we just keep pushing. Now, you know, though, what they're going to do. They're going to pull some even bigger crisis to cover this up. That's what I've been saying for 16 months. We'll talk about that next segment. Because we're tomorrow's news today. We don't need to dwell on what we already told you that now came true. But I'm going to tell you how Fauci and Gates could go down, and I'm going to recommend this to those in the establishment that are smart. So I will advise not just the public, but those that aren't complete psychotics in the global system when we come back. But first, here's Senator Rand Paul on the final torpedo that'll sink the Chi-Com arm of the New World Order. Here it is.
Senator, you introduced an amendment that would ban the funding of gain-of-function research in China. You've also had that vibrant exchange with Dr. Fauci about this a couple of weeks ago, where he told you that NIH has never, does not now, fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Excuse me. So did Dr. Fauci, do you believe he perjured himself in front of Congress on this issue? If so, why?
Absolutely. He lied to the American people. There was a gain-of-function research going on with this Dr. Shi Zengali at the Wuhan Institute. In her paper, she actually thanks Dr. Fauci and the NIAID, which is a part of NIH that Dr. Fauci runs. It's listed at the end of the paper. This paper was funded by NIAID Research. And it lists a 10-digit number that identifies the research money that she got from the United States. Was it gain of function? Well, it took a SARS virus, which is a coronavirus that's 15 times more deadly than COVID, and it added to it S protein, which is something on the surface of it, to make it more easily infectious to human epithelial cells for the respiratory tract. That, to me, is gain of function. We have at least one scientist from Rutgers and another scientist from MIT who've looked at this paper and say it is gain of function. And she says she did it with an NIH fund. Dr. Fauci says no. I think he needs to be quizzed. But he goes on these shows and they all yuck it up and laugh and laugh about how everybody's a conspiracy theory. But nobody asks him any tough questions because the left is so enthralled with all his dictates and he's become sort of this glorious purveyor of truth for the left, right, that nobody asked him any tough question.
So there you go. No doubt that he perjured himself. He's a lying sack of garbage. And it's like, wow, he's the guy that cooked it up, did it, launched it. Trump's biggest enemy. He bragged in 2017 that we're going to have an epidemic that challenges Trump. He guaranteed it. He was bragging. He needs to be hauled into prison.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now. And I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's dead. You've got double Patriot points and free shipping store wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store wide on top of the huge sales.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry.
What is this song about a Democrat?
Don't know much about.
They're always talking about how smart they are, how they know everything, how they know the science. Really, has the average Democrat read, scanned over 300 studies on COVID-19 vaccines? Ones they all tried to get developed before, how COVID-19 is in literature from 2015, how it was banned at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with Obama and Fauci producing bioweapons-level gain of function? No, they don't. They just think they're getting political power out of the virus when they're destroying their own future and deindustrializing their own nation. So I want to go through the incredible stack of COVID-19 news, because undermining the lies of COVID-19, undermining Fauci and Gates, is the central pillar to the entire EU, Chi-Com, Hollywood, leftist, blue city, criminal cartel. The globalists developed a psychological warfare algorithm. They even admit that, on how to keep you locked down, how to make you take poison vaccines, how to make you wear masks, how to make you accept a tracker system, which is the world ID, how they use conformity, how they pay off millions of influencers online, and usually just a few $1,000s a piece. They go out and say how great the vaccine is when it's not even a vaccine. We expose them. We push back. They fall. Because they're going for everything. They're going for broke. I've got today and yesterday stacks of prominent people dying after they take the vaccine. Movie stars, talk show hosts, models, famous sports figures. It just goes on and on. You know, the first man in the world to take the COVID Pfizer shots, Jenner to Dornell, right? One of the top models in the UK and also in Europe. She's dead. She said, the vaccine's killing me. And she died a week after she took it. And I had one of the top grapplers in the world in here, Greg Jones, yesterday. He took one shot, got deathly ill. And I said, oh, let me guess, you'd already had COVID-19. He goes, yeah, exactly. Take the first shot and get really sick because you already had COVID. Oh, and a top John Hopkins virologist has come out and said, this is all a lie. Half the public has immunity already, and it's deadly dangerous to give somebody a COVID vaccine if you've had the vaccine. And he's gone public. Just like the Nobel Prize winner, top French virologist, discoverer of HIV, said, if you already have had COVID and you take this, it can kill you. He said, you're done for. There's no hope for you. I mean, that's the thing, folks. It'd be one thing if it killed 1% of people. That would be the scandal of all scandals. This damn shot is super deadly. And that's why I've been freaking out for a year and a half going, okay, it's in all the studies. They already secretly tested this on animals. They're just claiming they're going to skip animal trials because they know it's going to kill most of the animals, in some cases all of them. In the case of ferrets, all of them. Just a virus vector shot. It's even worse with these Moderna delivery systems and Pfizer. And so how are they going to get away with this? How do you do something this big? Well, how'd they get away with the autism and the tainted vaccines and that whole program the last 30 years with hundreds of millions of boys brain damaged worldwide? Because boys have weak blood-brain barrier compared to girls. Hit a lot of girls, too, but 8-1, 9-1 boys. And it's obvious. With a gigantic, huge distraction. Well, the war's not enough because you'll still know the vaccine's killing people. A stock market crash isn't enough because people still know the vaccine's killing people. It's got to be a new bio-release that you say is causing all the death that hits within 6 months to a year. Most medical scientists and experts agree, 6 months to a year, 2 to 3 years for others. Because, again, in most of the animal studies, it started killing the mice and rats in a couple months. Other animals, they tested it on 6 months, a year. Well, humans are stronger and you have longer lifespans. And so they've done a lot of studies, and they know generally, well, if it's killing rats in a week, probably kill humans in a couple months. And it's all guesstimation, but that's why they do these studies and tests. And what we're closest to is pigs and mice, not genetically, just drugs and things that kill mice and kill pigs kill us. Not even as much with chimpanzees. I mean, you'd think that's not right. Pigs and mice. That's an admitted fact. And pigs and mice, this stuff's killing them, folks. Killing them quick. So we're dead. I mean, there are going to be a lot of dead people all over the place. So how the hell are they going to get away with that? I started saying this in February of last year, and I said Gates will come out and announce that a new, more deadly virus is about to be released by terrorists that will be similar to COVID-19. And he went on a bunch of shows 2 months later, Colbert and Fareed Zakaria, and said exactly that. And people all got chills. They said, how the hell did you know that, Jones? I mean, folks, when you study these monsters, you figure it out. They covered up the giant vaccine damage with a new giant vaccine with even more damage. And so the obvious thing is to, again, use the damage from that vaccine and say it's something else in the future. That's a no-brainer. That's mere deduction, my dear Watson. They got other curveballs, too, and we'll talk about those next segment. But let me just stop here before I play more of these clips. We are very, extremely excited in so many ways to have our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, back in stock. It's got so many proprietary high-end ingredients that for almost 7 months it wasn't in. Highest quality PQQ, CoQ10, and the list just goes on from there. Cleans out your cells. Makes your telomeres not grow, but shrink slower. Every time your cells replicate, it breaks off more of the telomere, like a candle burning down. It burns down to zero. You know what you know what happens. You look like the walking dead. Most of your cells are basically dead. Your cells can't divide anymore, and you fail. You die. The average person at 74. The most long-lived, about 120. And the people that they've learned that live to 120 have the PQQ, the CoQ10, that is just in tiny amounts in nature. Well, it's in this. It's super high quality. It's 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. It does so much. Get your DNA Force Plus today. InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of writing about it, a lot of research. This is amazing. The Japanese are the ones that basically discovered all this the last 20 years. They're obsessed with it in Japan. And we basically have a Japanese-style formula that is sold in medical labs around the world for twice, the three times the price you sell it for. The ingredients in it are extremely costly for us. When you see the price tag on it, know that is very, very low for what you are getting. Also back in stock, Pollen Block, a very special natural proprietary system for seasonal discomfort, allergies. And it deals with quail egg shells that are specially fed a special diet in France. It's a secret. This is a food product. They're allowed to keep it secret. It's not like the mRNA vaccine. It's some GMO secret. It's just a secret. It's proprietary. And it works really, really good for a lot of people. So check it out. A lot of five-star reviews. Pollen Block back in stock, 40% off. Supermel Vitality is cold-pressed known herbs and compounds to boost your libido, your stamina, your energy. People love it. It's cold-pressed like fine wine. Some batches are better than others. Some are incredible. Some are just okay. Every batch is different. This new batch is really good. 50% off. We have Prostagard. That's basically a multivitamin with the saw palmetto that's so good for your glands, not just men. It's great for women as well, but it's documented for the prostate. Even medical doctors prescribe it. Alpha Power is the dry form of Supermel Vitality. It's a lot stronger technically, but not cold-pressed. So different strokes for different folks. If you like Supermel Vitality, you'll love Alpha Power, Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12 taken out of the tongue, 50% off. VasoBeats for your heart, so much more, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, the great air filter, 50% off. Alexa Pure Pro water filtration, $50 off. Iconic Fizzy Magnesium Drink with a special ionized Fizzy. It is $19.95, massively discounted as well. Oh, and store-wide free shipping. Store-wide free shipping on top of that, and double Patriot points. I almost forgot. Stay with us.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and 3 stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fear only encourages them. Instead, draw the white hot sword of truth and take them on and never back down, because we will fight them politically and spiritually and culturally and physically if they attack us first under blood red skies. All right. Let me just run through these headlines. That'll hit the real meat of what I believe is about to happen next. Rand Paul, Fauci absolutely committed perjury over Wuhan funding denial. Get that article. Spread it from Infowars.com. Report, Biden admin shut down investigation into Wuhan lab leak. The administration is even admitting they did. Aw, Chinese agent. Here's CNN's article about Pompeo leading the effort. We already knew all this. Chinese state media is turning on Fauci amid Wuhan lab controversy. Oh, getting ready to throw him under the bus. They realize what's happening. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. Then the ship sinks. Model dies days after receiving AstraZeneca COVID vaccine, the one that's causing the blood clots in the brain, the strokes. She died of a violent stroke. She was in excellent health. She's as dead as a doornail. First man in the world to get approved COVID jab is dead. Brit William Shakespeare has died. And it goes on and on. Here's what I mentioned earlier. John Hopkins professor. Half of Americans have natural immunity. Dismissing it is biggest failure of medical leadership, because it's like, it'd be like a math class teacher teaching first graders that 2 + 2 = 9. And other math teachers are like, no, it equals 4. And they go, no, it doesn't. And you're like, no, but, I mean, general public has immunity. Most people are asymptomatic, don't even get sick. No, everyone needs a shot. Well, especially if you've already had it, it can kill you to take. You have an autoimmune response. That's basic science. No, it's not. No, it's not. You're a Nazi. You're Fauci's good. Fauci's good. Fauci's good. Bill Gates is good. I'm a liberal. I love Bill Gates. I'm anti-establishment. I love Bill Gates. I want to make everybody put stuff in their body that's experimental and secret from a guy that says he wants to depopulate us. I'm liberal. I'm liberal. Look, I'm proud of myself. I'm good. I want to be part of the system. And then look at these trolls that take it. These idiots, they don't have any sense. And again, when you fall for a scam, you fall for bigger and bigger scams. These are photos they themselves are putting out. They think it's really badass that, you know, oh, you're dirty if you don't wear a mask. And now I still wear my mask. I've got my shot. And they're so weak-minded when they die of cancer in 5 years or a heart attack in 6 months. No one will say it. They'll be on their deathbed going, I don't blame I took vaccine. I take again. All these videos. I'm paralyzed now and I eat through a tube, but they say it was a vaccine, but I'm willing to do it for the greater good. There is no greater good. It's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy weapon. Oh, I don't listen to Alex Jones. He talks too fast. He's dumb. I'm smart. I have green hair. Great. I have gray hair. So it continues. John Hopkins professor, half Americans have natural immunity. Dismissing it is biggest failure of medical leadership. Oh, but schools are on alert for new variants. Oh, which people taking vaccines create. Wall Street Journal promotes article demanding vaccine passports to make airlines happy. Oh, that'll make them happy. Let's make them happy. Frank Luntz held focus group that said Trump voters will accept vaccine passports to go on vacation. Frank Luntz just tells you that you'll accept it. Total con man. Whistleblowers expose Facebook's secret algorithm to suppress negative vaccine experiments and experiences. They say even true ones, especially credible ones from doctors, can't let the public hear from doctors, much less the public, as consumers even talk about what happened to them, much less as humans. And then they're covering up with the death certificates how people are really dying, because the CDC is the company, it's a private system, basically, with government power, that is heavily invested in the vaccines. The CDC funds off of vaccines. The definition of a conflict of interest. But before we drill back down into more of this, let me just quantify it very simply. There is a major deep state battle going on. The deep state is not monolithic. Global government is not monolithic. They're trying to make it monolithic with a world ID on the Chinese communist basis, and it will be with the carbon tax and the vaccine passport system. They're now announcing that they want world ration card apps to lower the carbon footprint. And they go, oh, that'll just be piggybacked off of the vaccine passport. Because that's all it is a global tracking taxing system that'll now track all your calories off the damn smartphone. That's the admitted plan decades ago. And now it's all here. And these idiots are like, no one's going to make you have a vaccine passport. Now they're like, you better take one. We told you that was happening. While they built the system, they said it wasn't coming, so we couldn't build opposition. And so all of humanity has to make a decision. Do you want to live under this program of total enslavement and pretend you're part of it and pretend you're submitting so you're part of the smart science group? Or are you going to wake up? This is a exterminist, totally ruthless nightmare system that runs death camps in China and Africa, and will totally exploit you as well if you don't stand up for our rights together collectively and demand a real social contract based on a pro-human future and an environment that's sustainable and a goal to build a universe of justice and love and creativity and human empowerment. Because I'll assure you, Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab are not the curators of that. Tim Cook, who again pressures the Chinese to pay the slaves less that build his components, is not the curator of some wonderful Valhalla. He's the curator of hell. But he has a nice little snake voice to put you to sleep while he does it. Apple's a company with suicide nets. And if you complain about 18-hour workdays, you're sent to a death camp. So you better smile. All the robots you're helping build are getting ready to replace you. So that's what's happening, and that's why you see this. Prosecutor in Trump criminal probe convenes grand jury to hear evidence and weigh potential charges. Letitia James, literally put in by Soros, who said, elect me and I will put Trump in jail. Show me the man, I'll give you the crime. Same woman saying she wants to put me in jail. And they are now moving forward to try to put President Trump in jail for nothing. Well, Hunter Biden in the laptop and Biden in the Chinese and all the sellouts and all the pedophilia, all of that protected, all of that out in the open. But it's okay because she's black. It's like, well, she's a black woman. And so it's okay if she sets Trump up and tries to put him in jail. And Trump's been told if he doesn't roll over and hand the Republican Party over to the globalists, they're going to indict Giuliani and then his son and then him. And then if they can get Trump, they can get everybody. Like I told Trump, they can censor me, they can censor you, buddy. Trump can't even get a video player on his own website. All his people are double agents around him or idiots. There's your 4D chess. Trump is trying to do a decent, pragmatic job to turn our economy back on and not screw us. He was just trying to be a businessman, but he wasn't God. It just seemed like heaven compared to the Democrats in the New World Order. But he's surrounded by filth. It's like trying to build a house with no nails, no 2x4s, no cement. He has nothing. He's in a wasteland. He's got a message board that only he can post to. No videos, no production, nothing. Because if you lift a finger to help him, everyone around him is under surveillance. Everyone's being followed. Everyone's being threatened, down to the janitors that work around him. And an average person rolls over and pisses on themselves like a dog that's scared and does nothing. So the answer is stand up, be strong, get in the face of the bullies. Because if they're able to bully everybody else like they've done around Trump, they're going to win the whole shooting match. And people are figuring that out, that wait, if I grovel and give in, things get 10 times worse. I better stop giving in. I better stop being pushed around. I better stop living in fear. As for us, we are intensifying our boldness. We are going into the maelstrom. We accept whatever happens, and I commit my soul, my body, my children, everything I am to God. I am in God's hands. I trust in God. Whatever God's plan is. If I am destroyed, that is God's will. But I will take the new world order with me.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I don't really need to sell you on how beet concentrate is really